another worldwide Godcast of the Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Book of Sirach. We're in chapter 12 with verses 6 through 9. For God also hates sinners and takes vengeance on evildoers. Give to the good, but refuse the sinner. In prosperity, we cannot know our friends. In adversity, an enemy will not remain concealed. When one is successful, even an enemy is friendly. But in adversity, even a friend disappears. Refusing evil for heaven's sake is a powerful and noble act that displays a deep commitment to righteousness and moral integrity. It signifies a conscious choice to prioritize heavenly values over the temptations and allurements of this world. By refusing evil, individuals demonstrate their unwavering dedication to goodness and their desire to align their actions with divine will. This act requires immense strength and courage, as it often goes against societal norms and expectations. We lose kids, mothers and dads, brothers and sisters, even grandchildren. Yet the rewards of such a steadfast commitment are immeasurable, as it not only ensures personal growth and spiritual development, but also contributes to creating a more virtuous and harmonious world. Good will over evil displays love because it embodies the highest form of compassion, empathy, and selflessness. When we choose to act with goodwill, we prioritize the well-being and happiness of others over our own selfish desires. This selfless act of love allows us to put ourselves in other people's shoes, understanding their struggles and offering a helping hand. Acting with goodwill also requires forgiveness and understanding. It means acknowledging that everyone makes mistakes and has flaws. And instead of holding grudges or seeking revenge, we choose to forgive and extend our love. This forgiveness helps to heal wounds and rebuild relationships, fostering a sense of unity and harmony. Never underestimate the power of forgiveness. My poem today reflects refusing evil for heaven's sake. Refuse evil by Christ. Amen. The title of this poem is Refuse Evil for Heaven's Sake. It's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stanza poem. In a world engulfed by darkness and despair, where evil roams freely without a care, a poet's pen shall rise, a beacon of light, to speak of a choice that can make all things right. For heaven's sake, we shall reject the wrong, defiantly refusing to dance with the throng. In this poetic realm, our voices shall ring, urging souls to shun evil and rise on angelic wing. With every word penned, we'll weave a tale of courage and strength where goodness prevails. In verses, we'll paint a portrait so clear of a path to righteousness, devoid of fear. For it is not by choice that we gather here to forge a path where evil cannot veer. With heaven as our guide, we'll all stand tall, refusing the darkness, embracing love's call. So let us embark on this poetic quest to awaken souls, to inspire the oppressed. For in refusing evil to make, we find true peace and pave the way for heaven's sake, our eternal release. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer, at the Savior's command, informed by a divine teaching. We dare to say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, Lord. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Sirach 12, or verses 6 through 9. Our five stanza poem before reflects the title, Refuse Evil for Heaven's Sake. And today, we're integral look for verses 6 through 9. Is a two stanza poem. It's titled, Refuse Evil for Heaven's Sake. Amen. Sinners are hated by God. Evildoers, vengeance he takes. Sinner, refuse good, give the nod. Refuse evil for heaven's sake. Friends, know not in prosperity. Concealed, remain not an enemy in adversity. Friendly is the enemy when successful. Disappears the friend when adversity is stressful. Amen. I am Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's January 31st already, 2024. We have concluded January by completing today in the Lord's will. We are celebrating the Lord's truth 24 hours later, as we do each morning at 5:08 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're up with the angels as we are each and every day. And we continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. And I'm praying for special intentions today. We are in the prison this morning, and we'll be working with a prisoner to take him home on Friday, and preparing him for his exit this week. So pray for Stephen as he gets ready to take his leap of faith and head back to his home and his family and friends. And may he be welcomed today in God's name as he looks to turn a new life for himself in Jesus Christ. Amen. So we close thinking of Jesus as we do each morning. And we're going to close today, it looks like, at 8:33. 8:33 in Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, John. Thinking about you today as we often do. And we think about my brother-in-law, Johnny, in Jesus' name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you all in Jesus' sweet name, amen.